Welcome back to Today's Issues. I'm Christy Carson, and joining me right now is Dr. Ramsey Hashem, Washington University School of Medicine, Barnes Jewish Hospital, Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hashem.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about lung transplantation and the second wing lung walk that's coming up next month.
Yes, I just spoke with Tom Archer, president of the organization, and we're all very excited about the event. And as a matter of fact, he and I were just talking before we started our conversation, Dr. Hashem, about some of the things that I should be asking you as it pertains to lung transplant surgeries and diseases that could cause that. So one of the things he suggested that I start with is the ratio of people that need the surgery as opposed to those that actually get it. And he says that it really points to a few things, but one of the major issues are the number of donors.
Sure, sure. Those are terrific questions. And Tom is obviously well-versed in the field of lung transplantation from his personal experiences. So I'm not surprised that he asked or brought up such good questions. Right now, on our hospital's transplant waiting list, there is somewhere around 40 patients that are waiting for a lung transplant. The average waiting time is approximately 3 months for a transplant, and nationwide, that number is obviously much larger of people waiting for a transplant. Unfortunately, donor lungs are scarcer than other organs that are transplanted, and it's somewhere around 20 to 25% of donors are able to donate their lungs as opposed to other organs like kidneys or liver or heart. The lungs are much more susceptible to injury that makes them unsuitable for transplantation at the time of donor death. And in lung transplantation, we're really limited to deceased donors. In other words, living donation is not really feasible, particularly for adults, unlike kidney transplantation or even in liver transplantation. And so that limits the number of organ donors for lung transplantation, so that the total number of lung transplants that are done nationwide is around 1,800 annually.
And one of the biggest lessons from this conversation is making sure that everyone around you knows that you would like to be an organ donor so the number could potentially be increased and provide more life-saving operations, especially lung operations, helping more and more people.
Yeah, organ donation is really the ultimate gift that anyone can make. In general, this is donation to someone that you've never met, you never will meet, particularly in deceased organ donation. I would encourage everyone to consider being an organ donor, talk about it with family members, let everyone know what your feelings are or what your perspectives on organ donation and transplantation are, because it's really the best way to increase the total number of donors in our region, but nationwide as well.
Dr. Hashem, in addition to increasing the numbers of potential donors, I believe we last talked about ways to preserve donated lungs longer, which it could also be significant in this effort to have more people undergo surgery.
Yeah, there is a device that's called ex vivo lung perfusion, or EVLP, and this is a device that will allow donated lungs to be evaluated for an extended period of time, approximately 4 hours, to see if they are okay for donation and okay for transplantation. It's possible that being on that device will improve some lungs that are otherwise considered marginal or suboptimal for transplantation, where there's extra fluid in the donated lungs, and being on a device may remove some of that extra fluid so that their performance is improved some to where they are now suitable for transplantation.
Speaking of suitable organs for transplantation, and I thought about this when my father passed away, about donating organs and things such as that, but I immediately canceled that thought out because he was 80 years old and thought that his body had seen a lot of miles and didn't think that he would be a viable candidate. But I guess what I'm hearing you say is that this is something that really should be determined by medical experts. I mean, donate the organs and then let the medical experts make that determination.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of patients have asked me, I have high blood pressure, kidney disease, lung disease, but I'd like to be an organ donor. Will anyone want to use my organs? And I always encourage people to sign up and be an organ donor and not worry about whether your organs are going to be suitable for a transplant or not. Let the surgeons doing the transplant, let the physicians dealing with the transplant make a decision about what's a suitable organ, what isn't. And aside from organ transplantation, there's a lot of tissues that can be used for transplantation, particularly eyes and cornea, and specifically in the eye, as well as joints and ligaments and so on. So this goes beyond organ transplants, heart, liver, lung, kidneys, where those tissues can be very helpful, maybe not a life-saving treatment, but a very helpful treatment for many patients. So I would encourage everyone to consider organ donation, regardless of what medical problems one might have or regardless of the age of any particular individual.
Dr. Hashem, Tom Archer spoke about the financial gaps that many people that undergo this procedure deal with, and even those who are on the waiting list, it's just a big financial responsibility. And the Second Wind Lung Transplant Association of St. Louis raises funds and awareness to help people cope and also pay for a lot of these different services. So if you could talk to me about the financial gaps that the association helps address, that would be awesome.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And although all patients have some insurance or Medicare or Medicaid, there are a lot of gaps in those financial coverage plans. And those gaps add up to a lot of money for many patients. And it's a real financial hardship on them and on their families. And so Second Wind has really been instrumental in helping an incredible number of patients meet those gaps and fill in those gaps with financial resources. So I think Second Wind has been a terrific organization in their financial assistance fund.
Yes, indeed. The financial assistance is so important to so many different families, and the support of the Second Wind Lung Transplant Association through their mentorship, their information that they provide, the group sessions, all of that is so important to get more people to successful outcomes. So, Dr. Ramsey Hashem, we appreciate you joining us today to help us learn a little bit more about what you do and the need for more donors. So more people can undergo this incredible surgery. Dr. Ramsey Hashem, Washington University School of Medicine, Barnes Jewish Hospital, Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care. Thank you so much for joining us. And will we see you at the event coming up October 17th?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I've been fortunate enough to be able to make it the last several years, and it's always a lot of fun and a great time. We generally have very good weather. So I hope a lot of people can come this year as well.
Absolutely. Good weather is what we need. And if not, we still would appreciate it if everyone showed up. Or you can just make a donation. That would be a great way to support the Second Wind Lung Transplant Association of St. Louis. Dr. Ramsey Hashem, before I go, is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to make sure that we tell our listeners about?
No, I can't think of anything that we've not touched on. I encourage everyone to come to the race, and it's a great time, and it's a great cause. And I encourage everyone to consider organ donation.
And that's a beautiful way to wrap up this segment with Dr. Ramsey Hashem, speaking about the Second Wind Lung Transplant Association of St. Louis and the Second Wind Walk that's coming up October 17th at Forest Park Visitor Center. So we can look forward to seeing everyone there. Go to secondwindstl.org for additional details. Dr. Hashem, thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, it's a look at our community calendar, followed by Missouri Viewpoints.